Welcome to the second module of the Erin Wallace Career Success Masterclass. My name is Rob Scott, and what we're going to look through today is how to a CV for the digital age, giving you unique hints and tips to help your CV be seen by recruitment software and job boards by what's known as optimizing the text. If you're familiar with search engine optimization, then this will be kid's play for you. But if you're not, apply the lessons here and watch the difference in responses that you get from recruiters and from the CV boards. Once you've optimised your CV for the digital age, don't forget to register the CV with ourselves at www.aronwallace.co.uk. That's AronWallis.co.uk, and let us find the top sales and marketing jobs for you. So, writing a CV for the digital age. Believe it or not, the software that most recruitment businesses use these days, including Erin Wallace, is able to read your CV and populate their database with your skills and details with an accuracy of 96%. Believe it or not, that's 4% greater than average human accuracy. The software then applies keyword matching and artificial intelligence to match. Many job boards and direct employers are adopting this kind of software, so it's more imperative than ever to rewrite your CV for the digital age, ensure it's loaded with keywords and skills to enable your details to be found so that you have the opportunity to go forward for that role. I think the most simplistic way to explain this is, let's say for instance that a company is looking to hire a web developer with Dreamweaver and PHP programming experience. Put in place the terms into a search and voila, up comes the candidates with both of those kind of requirements. Some of the most up-to-date CV parsing and searching software, like the one that we use here at Erin Wallace, uses an algorithm to determine how relevant your skills are to a job. The skill, how long you've been doing it, it then scans your experience, skills, length of time in each role, and predicts the likelihood of you succeeding. Succeeding in the role. It's, you know, really is quite unbelievable, but unfortunately it's not so simple for sales professionals to put their skills down like it would be for a computer programmer, a web developer, a lawyer, a HR professional, whatever it may be. Because if you look at the term sales, some call it selling, others business development, others prospecting, and closing. You know, there's a whole wide range of various forms in which sales can be done. Then we look at sales job titles. to one sales manager. A guy out on the road is a sales representative, another a field sales executive, another a business development manager, another an area manager, and so it goes on. So in order to hedge your bets, include various keywords within your CV to be found by recruiters and employers. And we therefore detail below here some simple hints and tips to get your CV zinging for the digital age. One of the predicaments that you uniquely have to face as a sales professional is that your sales approach, your personality, presence, rapport, mirroring skills, solution providing ability, drive, passion, enthusiasm, creativity, determination, etc. All those great things that make you a brilliant salesperson can't be assessed by recruitment software or job matching. You still have to use these kind of expressions, though, to ensure that the reader gets a full flavour of the real you. However, you can have the most powerful CV imaginable, full of really powerful buzzwords and amazing adjectives, but unless it contains the right keywords, you just simply won't be found. So it might sound strange, but you need to look at your CV from the other side of the interview table, i.e., if you're in publishing or advertising sales, the most common string that someone will use to find you could be media sales. You should therefore use the word media, and ideally the exact string, media sales, somewhere within your CV. Some software determines the result based upon the keyword density or the amount of keywords contained within a CV. Therefore, subtly and in context, drop appropriate keywords into your CV. For instance, if you are in technical sales, place the words technical, sales, and the string technical sales throughout your CV. However, remember that it must be subtle and in context so that it isn't cluttered and preposterous, because most employers still place a very high value on the correct use of grammar. CV parsing software extracts your personal details and address from the CV automatically to populate a database. Therefore, to give it the best chance of success and ultimately the best chance of your success getting into a recruiter's database or onto a job board properly, place your name, address, date of birth, telephone numbers, etc., etc., at the top of your CV. And my advice would be to not put it in the actual header, because a lot of the software can't actually read within the header, including the market-leading piece of recruitment software. Your postcode here is really important, as the software determines the best place candidates using a postcode lookup process. And a neat little trick, a neat little cheat even, would be to use the postcode of your employers, your university, your references, to trick the less sophisticated software into bringing your CV up as a result when a search is performed. When you write your CV, use a standard font. Firstly, it looks better because they're the kind of fonts that we use every day and we're used to seeing. And secondly, the TrueType fonts will be picked up by optical recognition software, which is still used by many employers and recruiters. Never send a hard copy of your CV in a font that is not TrueType. Most are nowadays in standard office products, and you know they can be identified by a TT next to the font. But my advice, you can't go wrong with Times New Roman, Arial, Franklin, Tahoma, Courier, fonts like that. They may look a bit dated and not as jazzy as you might like, but you can guarantee that the software will be able to read it. You must also use common job titles, as that's what recruiters and hirers commonly use to find you. You may have been an area support and business development manager in your last role, but more commonly that would be a regional manager, or you may have been a business enabling consultant. But if you feel that sales executive is the best description of that, use it. Use the synonyms of your job title within your CV, i.e. if you were a national account manager, try and use the term NAM somewhere within your role description and responsibilities. It's common for an IT programmer or a web developer to start their CV off with a table of skills. And they've known the importance of keywords within their CV for a very long time. If you do the same, it gives you carte blanche to list a whole set of keywords in context. For instance, a typical sales guy would put core skills include business planning, researching, pre-sales, new business development, technical selling, solution sales, sales training, account management, sales presentations, client presentations, bids and tenders, writing winning proposals, sales and marketing management, whatever it may be. It allows you to dump a load of words in that's going to be picked up by the software, and also allows you to use the words manager, management, managing, and has very high keyword density for your core skills like sales, marketing, account management, etc. Making a list of all of the sales training that you've received is also another really good way to get the keywords legitimately and in context loaded into your CV. If you're familiar in the art of search engine optimization, then this approach will not be alien to you. For the rest of us, it's a skill that we need to acquire to ensure that our CV hits the top of the pile. I hope that these brief points have been of use to you in optimising your CV for the digital age, and we wish you really, really good luck in your job search. This audiobook is copyrighted to Aaron Wallace and is dated 2008. Aaron Wallace is an employment business based in the United Kingdom and registered in England. We look forward to hearing from you, and don't forget to register your CV with Aaron Wallace at www.aaronwallace.co.uk.